Rain and cooler conditions have given firefighters a chance to strengthen their effort and get a step ahead in their battle with the Funny River fire on the Kenai. Officials are always trying to plan a few days in advance, but now they're also looking ahead to the next few months and long-term management of the fire and its effects. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Over the next few days, crews will continue to focus their efforts on the parts of the fire that could threaten inhabited areas or property.
We'll be concentrating really heavily on that northeast corner that's across the Kenai River. The section between the Kenai River and the Kiley River, and then down to the fuel break.
That's Incident Commander Rob Allen. He says there are also a few areas of concern within the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge.
And then on the southwest side of the fire, that little section between Star Lake and Testamina Lake is where we're going to be focusing most of our concentration on cleaning that up, mopping that up, getting the IR flight out to look for hot spots, so that we can feel really confident and tell Division of Forestry and the Fish and Wildlife that it's secure from Skelak Lake all the way around the western perimeter to Testamina Lake.
However, Allen says that there will likely be fire activity deeper in the refuge for quite some time. Refuge manager Andy Loringer says fire is a natural part of the ecosystem. But this fire did not start naturally, from a lightning strike, for example, so the refuge is looking into the effects of such a large off-season burn.
You know, from the type of things that we think about normally relative to the role of fire, it's a little early to tell. You know, this is a very early season fire that really typically wouldn't be replicated in terms of a natural fire on the refuge. So we are going to evaluate that and do some monitoring and try to keep track of, you know, what's happening as the vegetation and et cetera recovers from the fire.
There will be both short-term and long-term effects of this fire. It's impossible to know what all of those will be, but this fire has changed the face of the Central Kenai Peninsula for years to come. Reporting from Soldotna, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.